Steve, first thing to say, very difficult conditions for batting or bowling, I'd have thought.
Yeah, it was really blustery, and to say the least, and obviously a game without Bales, which is very rare, but our bowlers stuck to it well, particularly Alan. I thought Alan's sterling efforts once again into the wind was tremendous, really, and typical of what he's done all year. But no, they stuck to it and came out up three. Gareth bowled well, and we managed to bowl them out for 260. And after losing the toss, we would have taken that. But you know, it proved watching Graham Onions bowl this evening that we're going to have to bat really well tomorrow because he's quite a handful.
I was actually thinking, having bowled them out for 264, if you could have got through without losing a wicket tonight, it would have been very much your day. Still, yeah, still a very decent day, but disappointing, I suppose, to lose Darryl.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. Darryl's a key player for us. He's one of the guys who can bat long, and we can build an innings around him. So it's quite a loss, but you know, that gives an opportunity for others. And you know, Vikram looked good tonight, and Jimmy looked quite good tonight. So you know, fingers crossed those two can kick on and give us a start tomorrow, and we can get a reasonable score.
70 wickets this season now for Alan Richardson. I mean, what a contribution that is.
Yeah, you know, I can't speak higher about him, really. He's just, over the last 2 years, he's taken so many wickets, and his effort levels are tremendous, and his fitness levels are really good. So anybody who can manage to get through the full 16 matches like that as an opening bowler and bowl the overs he has, he's bowled over 600 overs, so it's been one hell of an effort, but you know, a typical Alan Richardson, really.
In terms of the overall game, and of course the points, we all know, you know, 8 is the magic figure technically. The first part you've achieved, you've got your 3 bowling bonus points.
Yeah, well, you know, we're trying to look after our own backyard and not look too much on the other games, but inevitably the Sky TV have been covering the excuse me about saying that, but they've been covering the Hampshire match, and to see Warwick should go so well is obviously a real lift for us as well.
So tomorrow, it's getting out there and knuckling down. I mean, hopefully the worst of the storm might have blown itself out overnight, which could, I suppose, work to your advantage to a degree.
Yeah, I've not seen the forecast or anything, but I do think it was more difficult bowling today than batting. And so I don't mind if it blows a little bit tomorrow and hopefully affects their bowlers. But you know, but we got our own things to sort out, and we've got to make sure we get a good start in the morning. The first hour is going to be crucial. Try and get a little bit of that shine off that new ball, and hopefully the wicket will be a little bit easier. I do think it's a result pitch, though.
Durham, I suppose, ultimately would be a bit disappointed. A lot of them got a start. They got to 20 or 30 odd, and no one other than Will Smith really went on beyond the 50.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys gave us a chance in many ways, because I'm sure that, like you say, they got in and would have liked to have gone big, but thankfully for us that didn't happen. And it was a funny sort of game, because I think we made mistakes with the ball, and I think Durham did with the bat.
Overall, though, your day, I'd have thought.
I think just about, but like I keep reiterating, I do think we've got to work really hard tomorrow, because if we can get over Graham Onions, they've obviously got other good bowlers, but Onions is looking good and hungry for wickets, and if we can somehow get over him, I think we'll do okay.